أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. In the previous ayats and the beginning of the surah, the theme of the matter is that we should give preference to Allah and His Rasul and Deen over our family people also. The greatest love a perfect mu'min has is for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that love should be the greatest. So in that Allah explained the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how he forsook his own father, his own family, his own country, and for the sake of Allah he migrated and went away to spread the deen of Allah Ta'ala. In there, Allah Ta'ala made one exception which people can get confused with, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for his non-believing father. So that shows a relationship. So Allah explained that was when, until Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was not informed that it is not permissible to make dua for non-believers for their forgiveness. Or that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam by the dua meant that, oh Allah, give my father hidayat, bring him also onto Iman and onto Islam. So further now Allah explains the qualities of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam further in the form of the duas that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made. Rabbana alayka tawakkalna, Ey Rabb, hamare humne tujh par bharosa kiya. Oh, and this is the condition that we should strive for also. Allah is informing us we should also follow in the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this one quality that, oh Allah, we have put our full trust on you. That is, the person usually gets support from his family, from his town's people, etc. But, oh Allah, we have forsaken them for your sake. Because they do not believe in you, we have given up our family also. We have given up our town's people also. We have given up everything for you. We have put our full trust on you, that you will be there for us at all times. So this is how a mu'min also should be, that our full trust must be only on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that we do not trust anyone else. And we have greater love for Allah than our own families also. Wa ilayka anabna, or teri taraf ruju huwe, and we are inclining towards you. That is, all the time we should be going closer to deen and bringing the deeni spirits in our lives more alive all the time. We should be going towards Allah Ta'ala, and we shouldn't be worried about the community, we shouldn't be worried about the environment, we shouldn't be worried that the times are such now. No, we should be going to Allah Ta'ala. That is a perfect mu'min, that he finds out what are the laws of Allah and he imbibes and brings those laws in his life. Wa ilayka al-masir, aur tere taraf hi sabko phir aana, and it is only to you that our return is going to be. Finally, every person has to die and then he has to go back to Allah Ta'ala. So when we have to come back to you, it is only right that we prepare for that day when we will meet you, and that our accounts are clear with you, that we do not have any problems with you. So this is how a believing person should be, how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was, that for the sake of Allah, he was prepared to sacrifice, migrate, do everything and go towards Allah Ta'ala. Further, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Ey Rabb, humare, mat chaanch hum par kafiron ko. And O our Allah, do not make us a trial and imtihan for the non-believers. That is, don't give them the upper hand over us. Like today, unfortunately, the non-believers are controlling the world. And whatever they say, that goes in the world today. So Allah, save us from such a situation, that they don't gain the upper hand over us, and they don't put impediments, they don't put stoppages and blockages for us in the matters of our deen. That they don't allow azan to be called out loud, they don't want a woman to be veiled, they don't like the beard, etc. All these things don't bring such a situation. And all this is waqfir lana, or humko muaf kar, ey Rabb hamare, and oh Allah, forgive us.
That is, when such trials and tribulations come, and we cannot be strong against them, and we become weak, forgive us at that time. Or that because of our gunas, the non-believers get the upper hand over us. So forgive us our gunas. When we disobey Allah Ta'ala, also it comes in the ayah, another ayat of the Quran Sharif, when we disobey Allah and we break His laws, then as a punishment, Allah put the non-believers over us. And then they start controlling us. So the thing is, we have to make tawbah from our gunas. We have to come right, correct our matters with Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala, like with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and even all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, when they obeyed the commands of Allah, they endured, they made sabr, Allah gave them the upper hand. So we have to control, we have to correct our lives. We have to bring proper deen into our lives, proper iman and yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah Ta'ala will give us the upper hand. But when we are disobeying Allah Ta'ala, we breaking His laws, and we living in fact like the non-believers, our clothing, our homes, our lifestyle, our holidays, everything is like the non-believers, then Allah Ta'ala gives them the upper hand over us. So we are asking for protection. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked, become exclusive of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will give you His exclusive help and mercy also. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Too He has zabardast hikmat wala. After all, it is only You who has got full control and power over everything. And that great power of Yours, You use according to that great wisdom of Yours. So Allah's wisdom and Allah's power will be with us if we obey His and we become His true servants. But we should think, how much, like for example, what connection have we got with Allah? We all just made our Fajr namaz. Were we connected with Allah? Or was just our body here in the masjid and our heads went in ruku and sajda? But where was our heart? Where were our thoughts? Did we think of Allah Ta'ala? So we have to be with Allah, become exclusive His all the time. Even when we are doing business, we should see that we are not doing any wrong business. There isn't any haram in our business. All that we should see all the time, Allah has to be in our lives. Then Allah Ta'ala becomes ours. When we surrender ourselves to Allah Ta'ala like that, Allah becomes ours. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِيهِمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهُ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ البتہ تم کو بھلی چال چلنی چاہیے ان کی جو کوئی امید رکھتا ہو اللہ کی اور پیچھلے دن کی. And Allah says, after explaining this instance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that you have got a perfect example in those people how to live your life. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and all his followers, Allah has given you a perfect model and example of how to live your life. But this will apply to those people who have got iman and yaqeen of that they will meet Allah Ta'ala and they will come to the day of Qiyamah. You know, also that we should think, how many of us think even in a day that we are going to be dying, we will be in the qabr, we will have to face munkar and nakir, we will be facing Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. What will we answer for all what we have done? So all that, a person who has got that worry, that person will make this way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam his way of life. And he will follow that and sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah and for the sake of deen. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ اور جو کوئی منہ پھیرے تو اللہ وہی ہے بے پرواہ سب تعریف والا. And whoever turns his face away from this, he's not worried of akhirat, not worried of qiyamah, not worried of qabr, etc., the commands of Allah. So Allah says, I'm also not in need of anyone. I am the most independent, and I know don't need the ibadat of anyone also. This I'm doing a favor, I showed you the way, you are the ones who are in need, I am not in need at all. I am full of praises just as I am. If nobody in the world praises me, it doesn't mean it diminishes me, my standard and my position in one, but Allah is as He is, the most gracious, most greatest, the most praiseworthy. However, if we we will obey Allah and we will prepare for akhirat, Allah will give us respect and honor also. And if we turn our faces away from there and we make only dunya our object and we just want to live to please the people of this world, then Allah says He is also not in need of us. And when that is a very strong warning. If somebody has to tell us, I don't need you. You are no asset to me. I don't need you. That is a very strange, very strong warning Allah has given. So it means that we should turn to Allah and follow the ways of Ibrahim alayhi salam, of our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and be exclusive for Allah. May Allah give us this perfect and high iman.